From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle died yesterday after his plane crashed into a Manhattan skyscraper. We'll talk with another amateur pilot about the skies over New York.
First, American troops in Iraq. The senior U.S. Army officer, Chief of Staff General Peter Schoomaker, says he is planning to keep the current level of U.S. forces in Iraq for at least 4 more years. That's a little more than 140,000 troops now, 15 combat brigades.
We're going to talk with an analyst in a moment to try to learn exactly what that means, but we wanted to hear reaction to the news from soldiers, too. NPR's Alex Cohen went to the largest active duty armored post in the U.S., Fort Hood in Central Texas.
At the Pro Barber Shop on Wales Road, Jess Wampler was getting the same haircut most everyone else was getting, the flat-top crew cut. Wampler, who's been in the Army for 2.5 years, had this to say about yesterday's announcement.
Good stuff. That's really all I can think of.
It doesn't concern you at all that it might be at least another, 4 years at least it'll be there?
I mean, yeah, definitely, but I think it'll be another permanent duty station over there. I think we'll be a constant force over there. At some degree, like Korea, Germany.
Wampler is an Army interrogator. He says he'll be deployed to Iraq within the next few weeks.
Look forward to it.
What are you looking forward to?
The actual on-the-job training.
But that enthusiasm may soon wane, said Harvey Matthews, who was getting his haircut the next chair over. Matthews is a former ammunition specialist who served 2 tours in Iraq. He says he's seen firsthand how the duration of the war can take its toll.
Soldiers have a certain pride. They're proud of what they're doing. But I'm going to tell you, down deep and inside for majority, they're missing home. And it tugs at the heartstrings because, you really want to be home and you've been away for so long. And you're still facing, hostilities and lockdown. And it gets tiring and monotonous.
Matthew says, based on what he saw in Tikrit and Fallujah, he thinks it may be at least another 10 years before troops can come home.
They look at it as a religious war. And if you look at Israel and Palestine and all that, that's been a religious war going on for hundreds of years. This could go on for a while.
Down the road from the barbershop is a shopping center. In the parking lot, nearly every car has a pro-troops bumper sticker on it. Louis LaCour, his wife, and their 3 young kids pull up in a charcoal gray minivan. When told about yesterday's announcement, Louis said he's relieved that he recently finished his stint with the Army without having to serve in Iraq. But he's worried about the safety of his friends, many of whom have been deployed more than once.
Iraq isn't a good place to be. I mean, it's like rolling dice. You know, if you miss it the first time, you don't know if you're going to miss it the second time. I mean, I'm pretty thankful that I'm where I am right now,
His wife, Dee, was worried about the political implications of extending the U.S. military presence.
I don't think it's a good idea at all.
Why not?
I don't think things are going well. I think they're just getting worse. I just think more people are dying every day, and, there are more terrorists now, more acts of jihad than when we initially started in Iraq.
Things move a little faster in these times, and we expect a lot of things quickly, and hopefully we'll look back on this and say, 8 years wasn't all that long of a time.
Beverly Malcolm of nearby Harker Heights, Texas, says a 2010 end date seems reasonable to her.
Any reconstruction of a country that's been in war, it takes a long time. The Civil War in our country is a good example.
But she realizes it might be easier for her to say such things. Her husband, a helicopter pilot at Fort Hood who served in Iraq twice, just received his retirement papers. Alex Cohen, NPR News.